Hello, Outlander Anatomy fans. I'm here with George Noto from Cryptozoic, who has developed the Outlander cards. George, could you introduce yourself and tell us how long you've been working on the cards?
Oh, sure. I'm the manager of product development for trading cards at Cryptozoic. Outlander cards, trading cards, we started working on maybe a year and a half ago. We've had the license for a couple of years, but development of cards depends on what assets we have to work with. So it took a while to get the assets, which are the images, the fabric, which everybody loves so much. So it's been about a year and a half that I've been working on the trading cards. That was season one, of course. We've just finished working on season two, and that product will be out in about 3 weeks.
And are you an Outlander fan?
I was not an Outlander fan. I didn't know anything about the books, but of course, like many potential licenses, I do my research, not just myself, but other people in the company. We look into what it is about the property that might be interesting to us. At that time, this is, again, 2 years ago, not even the first episode had aired. I think there was a Comic-Con preview of the first episode. I don't even think that had been screened yet. All I had to go on was an article with information from Starz, where they said that they were committing to building an audience for a couple of years. And having 2 years for any property to get a footing is really important, because it takes us at least a full year to develop trading cards. So it's always risky, but if we have 2 years of the show on the air, that buys us time to get our set out while the show is on the air, gives us a better chance of success. Ronald Moore, we know who Ronald Moore is. Generally, we work on sci-fi properties, so a lot of fans for Ronald Moore. And then, of course, in our research, we discovered the books and how they're bestsellers, international bestsellers. So it seemed like a safe bet. I mean, there's a lot of risk for any trading card properties, but it felt like it hit a lot of notes that we like to hit, so that's why we proceeded.
Could you tell our fans and listeners about how many cards there are in a packet?
Oh, sure. Each pack has 5 cards. Depends if there's a wardrobe card that displaces other cards because they're so thick. And in each box, it's typically 120 cards. A full set of cards, that's all the base, all the chases, all the wardrobe, the dual wardrobe, the autographs, like all those things, it's usually about 150 to 180 cards. So it's a typical product.
All right, and have you started on season 2 cards? Did you say had?
Yes, in fact, it's done. We have on display many of the new sign-in for season 2. It's just a matter of 3 weeks, probably. It's with the printer right now, so it's all up to the printer. Usually, it goes smoothly. So it's coming very, very soon.
And I would imagine that your wardrobe cards from season 2 are pretty spectacular.
They are. Of course, we thought season 1 was spectacular as well. All the tartan. We had a lot of tartan to work with. But it's a refreshing change from that muted color palette to the vibrant, silks. It's really beautiful, and the hand-painted silks, pieces of the red dress I know people will be interested in. It's a spectacular set of wardrobe cards.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing what you have with them, because everybody was so hoping that Terry Dresbaugh would receive the Emmy for her costuming.
Right.
We all feel she deserved it, but she can get some more fame through your cards,
sure,
I am sure.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you would like to say about your cards to people who actually are not familiar with trading cards? Here, this is my first time at Comic-Con, and I'm astonished at the people that are involved, the number of fans that deal in trading cards.
Yes. What I love about trading cards is that you can own a piece of the show. It's not just, I understand the appeal of calendars, for example, and catalogs and diaries. Those are fantastic. But to have the actual, fabric or the autograph of the talent that creates the show, it's, for me, I mean, that's what Comic-Con is all about. Access to these people who make your favorite shows, and trading cards, that's a piece of that. So the signers for season two, we have maybe a dozen or more new signers. So there's a lot of great new content for season two, even if people did collect season one. Of course, if they're just starting, each set is complete in and of itself. It just covers season two. So I think there's a lot of good content. I think people will really appreciate it.
Can you tell listeners where they might go to buy cards if they're not at Comic-Con?
Yeah, that's tougher.
Yes.
So we use a distributor. GTS is our primary distributor for trading cards. And then
Could you repeat that?
Sure, GTS Distribution. However, they work with dealers. Uh-huh. And then those dealers make it available. So that's the difficulty in connecting people. Uh-huh. However, if they go to our CryptoZoics product page for Outlander Season 2, on that page there's a button that says Buy It Now. That will lead you to a page of dealers
that
who have web pages. Correct. We don't manage their inventory, uh-huh. but all their contact information is there. So they can contact them, go down the list of probably a dozen dealers who have ordered the product and may still have some available. That's the best way to contact them.
And so to make sure that I got that right, they go to your CryptoZoic web page.
Yes, and there's a product page for Outlander Season 2.
Yes.
On that page, there's a Buy It Now button prominently at the top. It might even be red. Just click on that and it'll advance you to a page of dealers.
And can you pre-buy? Because they're not quite out yet, right?
Actually, I suspect there are some dealers who will pre-sell to you now, yes.
Okay, that sounds awesome. And I hope that you will receive, because of this, that you'll see a little spike in your sales.
That'd be great, thank you.
Thank you, George. We really appreciate your time.
Sure, thank you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.